السلام والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم and ليلة الجمعة مبارك. It's also Thursday. So before we go any further, really important to understand how important Friday in Ramadan is. Besides what we have in Ramadan of the barakah, the maghfirah and the rahmah. Remember the fifth Imam said that on the night of Friday, an angel, Allah sends an angel who calls out, is there anyone who wants safety in the world? Is there anyone who wants peace in the akhirah? Is there anyone who wants to do tawbah? Anybody wants to ask for forgiveness? Because Allah will forgive. Is there anybody who is distressed? Anybody who is ill? Anybody who is in trouble? Just call upon me, Allah says, for this is the night when I will answer. It's like a Blue Cross sale. And the first Friday in Ramadan, my goodness, the Fridays in Ramadan have so much. Countless marhumin are given forgiveness. They are taken away from any sort of punishment. So you know what? We should remember them so much today. What will you do today up till tomorrow evening? As much as possible, tasbihat arba. Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. Then salawat, as much as possible. And if you want to have a really awesome memory, you know, memory retention as such, then from Zohar to Maghrib, keep on reciting Ayatul Kursi, which we will talk about today. If you can, recite Suratul Jumu'ah. It is recommended to recite Suratul Jumu'ah tonight in the first rak'ah of Maghrib and in the first rak'ah of Isha. But if you can't, just recite, and it's phenomenal. But lots of Quran, because this is the month of Quran. You know, the Prophet said, besides the fact that reciting Quran in Ramadan gives you mercy and safety and forgiveness. I mean, there was one thing I read which I thought was brilliant. He said, Jannah longs for the person who recites Quran in the month of Ramadan. And remember in his sermon, we'll come to it, when he said, وَمَنْ تَلَى فِيهِ آيَةٌ مِّنْ قُرْآنٍ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Whoever recites one ayah of Quran in the month of Ramadan, and remember I said reciting it was to read, to internalize, to understand, to apply and teach. He said, كَانَ لَهُ مِثْرَ أَجْرٍ مَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي غَيْرِ مِنْ شُورٍ. It is like completing a whole Quran in other months. So let's try and do this. Let's try and read as much as Quran as possible, especially today is Thursday night. But first, remember the dua I talked about. The dua from the sermon of the Prophet. There are six things we're going to ask him for. Because he says, فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ, with a clear intention, وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, and pure hearts. Number one, أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِ, that we're able to fast. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِ, and that we're able to recite the book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, we're able to do tawbah. He says, "Inna abwab al-jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha." The doors of Jannah are open. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yughliqaha alaykum. Pray to him never to close them for you. Abwab an-niran mughlaqa. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yaftaha alaykum. Pray to him that he never opens them. وَالشَّيَاطِينُ مغلولة, shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّطَ عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb that he never frees him. So these are the six things we're going to pray for every single day. So today, our focus is Juz 3, the third Juz. And you can see the big bookshelf there. It contains Baqarah 253 to 286 and the first 91 ayat of Surah Al-Imran. So it's got two surahs in it, or two bits of surahs in it. And we've also got a knick-knack, and the knick-knack there is a Ayatul Kursi, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But before we start, we've got to recite the Quran, and I said we would recite the first ruku of every juz. So it's on your screens, so please recite with me. Start with me and recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلت الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله السميع العليم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. And now we will recite the three du'as that we recite in the month of Ramadan. So recite with me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim. Ya Ghafuru, Ya Rahim. Anta Ar-Rabbul Azim. Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay' wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبئ كل جائع. اللهم أكس كل عريان. اللهم أقضي دين كل مدين. اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل أسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقضي لنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. And as promised today, we will now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. If you remember, I said that Abu Hamza Thimali was a companion of Imam Zain al-Abidin and he taught him this dua. It's rather long, but a beautiful dua to be recited during Sahari. And we've been doing extracts, so today we will look at this extract where he teaches Abu Hamza Thimali to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi, all praise and gratitude is for Allah. He who unadihi, I call upon him, kullama shi'tu lihajati, for whatever I need. Now he tells Musa, O Musa, ask me for the salt in your dough, for the shoelaces in your shoes. Ask me for everything, Musa, and I will give it to you. So micro and macro, ask him. This is what Imam teaches us to tell Allah. And then he says, وَأَخْلُو بِهِ حَيْثُ شِئْتُ لِسِرِّي بِغَيْرِ شَفِيءٍ فَيَقْضِي لِي حَاجَتِي. I trust him with my secrets. I don't put anybody in the middle of my secrets, and he grants me my wishes. So in other words, we're saying, everything I tell him, the little, the inside, the everything, I can't tell it to anybody else, but I will tell it to him. I will tell him my secrets, and he says, I will hear you and I will grant you your wishes. But now an extract from the sermon of the Prophet. So what did he say? He said, وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ. Be kind to the little ones. So if you have little brothers or sisters, all those who are younger on you, this is the month to start being kind and then to continue throughout the year. وَسِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Make sure that you tie or you maintain relations with your blood relations. All those uncles and aunts and grandmas and all these people whom you haven't called to or written to, this is the month to do it. Write to them, send them a message, call them and say, I need to talk to you. How are you? Asalaamu Alaikum. How are you doing? That's wasilu arhamakum. Wahafadhu alsinatakum. It's a month in which you've got to guard your tongue. Really watch what you're going to say. You know, the companions of the Prophet used to put pebbles in their mouth so that when they had to answer, they had to take the pebbles out. It gave them time to think. وَغُذُّوا أَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّظَرُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَكُمْ. Close your eyes to that which you should not be seeing. You should close your eyes to everything that's not right, that's haram, that's not supposed to be looked at. وَأَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ الْإِسْتِمَاعُ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَاكُمْ. Close your ears to that which is forbidden to hear. Don't hear that which you're not supposed to. Gossip, other people's secrets, just don't want to hear them. وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَى أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ. Be really kind to the orphans of people. And Allah says, يُتَحَنَّنُ عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ. Through the Prophet, he says, he will show compassion to your orphans. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. So this is something we have to do. تُوبُوا, توبة means to turn back, to promise not to do something again, to correct it. And he says, do tawbah in these days of Ramadan. About your sins. Remember in the beginning we read that he says the most unfortunate is the one who is not forgiven. It's really important to do this. So now we go to the topic of our month, which is ajza a day. Okay, so we were looking at this bookshelf. It's got 114 surah in 30 ajza, and now I'm sure you know all these. You know it's one juz, 30 ajza, divided into 30 parts, so you could finish it in a month. One manzil, so many manazil, it should say manzil and not anzil. One surah, 114 surah. One ayah, 6,236 ayat. 77,807 words. 540 ruku'at. And you remember the ruku'at was the ain that we saw in the side of your Qur'ans. And we've talked about it quite a lot. But one thing I'd like to tell you is that if you start memorizing the Quran, say you thought, well, let me start memorizing the Quran. How will I do it? When will I finish? If you memorize 3 ayat a day, only 3, then you'll be able to finish the Quran in 5 years, 10 months, and 13 days. Shall we call it 6 years? So really, if you memorized 3 ayat a day, within 6 years, you would know the whole Quran. Isn't that awesome? How we start in Ramadan and memorize these ayat. When I say memorize, internalize and try and understand them as well. But today our focus is Juz 3, which is Surah Al-Baqarah from ayah 253 to Surah Ali Imran, ayah 91. And we're journaling the Quran. And I have an awesome picture of Isa Ali today. You see how Isa Ali is journaling his Quran. He's personalizing it. He's using pencil colors. He's doing exactly what we do. It's phenomenal. So journaling is to personalize the Quran so we can engage with it, to inspire ourselves to connect to the Quran. Absolutely amazing. So send me your pictures and I'll put them on here for you as well. So today we're going to look at some ayat from Juz 3. So I'd like you to have your pencil colors, your Qurans ready. The first thing you've got to do is before you touch your Quran, before you open it, you've got to do wudu. you got to make sure that you try hard to learn how to recite in Arabic. If you don't know, learn. If you know, definitely recite in Arabic. Start always with A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Seek protection from shaitan. Always, always start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in his name. Always say La ilaha illallah. And then the dua of the Prophet. Remember I told you, well, six things. Walzam qalbi. Hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me put this book in my heart. In other words, make it be ingrained in my heart the way you have taught it to me. And this is the Prophet's dua. And always ask for guidance from the Rabb of Hussein, from Rabb al-Hussein. Always say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So today we're going to look at Ayat al-Kursi. Now I'm going to show you my Quran. So this is my Quran. This is Ayat al-Kursi, which is one ayah, ayah 255. On top I've written Sayyid al-Ayat, and I've got a little sticker here which says extremely important. I've highlighted al-Hayyu al-Qayyum because it's really important. And I've stuck this, you can download it from the website, it's a rainbow which shows you its symmetry, and we'll talk about it, of Ayat al-Kursi. And I've put some notes at the back as well. So that's how I've done my Ayat al-Kursi. But I'd like to explain it. Let's go over it today, okay? So let's start. First of all, it has 50 words. The Prophet said, every word has a blessing. When Abu Dharr Ghifari asked him, give me one ayah that is the greatest ever ayah. And the Prophet said, everything you can ever imagine is in this ayah. It is known as Sayyidul Ayah, the chief of the ayats of the Quran. And it's literally like Suratul Ikhlas. It talks about Allah. It is phenomenal. I mean, there's so many benefits. You get better memory retention. If you recite it for your marhumin, they get light in their graves. It's ease at death. It's protection when leaving home. You get angels, two angels on either side. The angels always do istighfar for you. Oh, there's so many benefits. If you are stuck with something, if you don't know how to sort it out, my goodness, just recite Ayat al-Kursi. It's just amazing. So what does Kursi mean? Kursi in essence means the seat of divine power. If you can imagine the whole of divine power, Allah's power, all put into Ayat al-Kursi. So now let's see the ayat. So it starts off by saying, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Allah, there is no God but He, al-hayy al-qayyum. Now Sayyida Fatima, when she was asked, what can I do in times of difficulty? What do I hold on to? She said, continually recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. So what does Hayy mean? Hayy means the living, the one, there is no life outside of Him, and all live because of Him. Qayyum means He who makes sure that everything is standing, that nothing will fall apart. In other words, He is the maintainer. So again, I repeat, if you're ever stuck, you're going to say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Sina is that which comes before sleep. You know that tiredness when you can't keep your eyes open. So Allah is not drowsy, He doesn't get tired, neither does He sleep. Why? Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. Because to Him belongs whatever is in the heavens or in the earth. So He looks after them. Now what does He say? Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhni. Who can intercede with Him except by His permission? In other words, who would dare intercede? There is nobody who can make a case. Yashfa'u is to make a case. Who will make a case with Him except with His permission? So anybody who claims to be God doesn't work. And then He says, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. He knows everything, past, present, future. He knows 360 degrees all the way around. He knows everything. وَلَا يُهِيتُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ إِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. They have no knowledge of His knowledge. In other words, nobody knows. Nobody can comprehend how much He knows. Sometimes you say, Ya Allah, I'm stuck. Aren't you looking at what's happening to me? He knows. When we say it, we're verbalizing it to ourselves. وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His power, remember Kursi we said was power, His power extends to the heavens and the earth. It is just so awesome. It's manifest. It's everywhere. وَلَا يَعُوذُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And looking after them does not tire Him. That's why we said in the second verse, remember? لَا تَأْخُذُوا سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. And finally, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And He is the most high, and He is the most awesome. He's just like no greatness can be compared to him. Now we've put it like a rainbow because there's a symmetry. So ayah 1 connects to ayah 9. When you said Hayyul Qayyum, Aliyul Azim, they go together. They're the four attributes of Allah. Then we have ayah 2 and ayah 8, right? So if we go back, we can see ayah 2. La ta'khudhu sinatu wa la nawm. Tiredness does not take over him, and neither does the sleep. Now that goes with ayah 8, where we say wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. Looking after them, preserving them does not tire him. The next one is ayah 3, which is lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil arz. For him belongs everything in the heavens and the earth. And that is with ayah 7, which if you put them together, wasiya kursiyu samawati wal arz. See, both the heavens and the earth come in here. Then we have ayah 4. And for ayah 4 and 6 go together. When I say ayah, I mean part 4 and part 6 go together. It says, "Man dhalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni." Who is there? Who dares intercede with him except without his permission? And then the ayah matches up with "Wala yuhituna bishay' min ilmihi illa bima sha'." And finally, the last one is the fifth ayah, which is in the middle, and that's right there. "Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum." He knows what is before them and he knows what is after them. So that in essence is Ayatul Kursi. So if you look at my Quran, and I'll put the visualizer on, you can see that I have highlighted it over here. Okay. Now the next ayah we're going to look at is so amazing, is this one. And I love it. It's 2260. So I'm going to show it to you in my Quran first, and then we'll talk about it. So if you look at it in my Quran, there it is. Can you see it? It's got the four birds. There's four birds here. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's got four mountains here. That's 2260. And I've put down here four birds. Now, these three ayat, and we're only doing one here, they actually explain Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, the ever-living and the ever-standing, or the maintainer, the ever-there. So what is this about? What happened here? Let's look at the ayah. So what happens in the ayah is it's ayah 260. It's about Prophet Ibrahim, and let's see what he says to Allah. So he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, when Ibrahim said to his Rabb, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحِي الْمَوْتَ, show me how you make alive those who are dead. قَالَ, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن, don't you believe? And he says, قَالَ بَلَا, I do. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِ, I want some itminan, I want some contentment in my heart. قَالَ, so Allah says, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ, take four birds, and I'll explain to you which birds Hadith tells us he took. And then Allah says, فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبْلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْعًا. Juz'an, remember a part. So he said, take these birds, kill these four birds, take their meat, mix up all the meat together, and put the meat, the mixed up meat, on the four mountains. Thumma ad'uhunna, and then call out to them. Ya'atinaka sa'ya, you will see them come to you. Wa'alam anna allaha azizun hakeem, and know Allah is mighty and wise. So the birds were told, well, there's a pigeon, that represents the love of the world. You can write pigeon. There was a crow, and the crow is represents greed, a peacock who likes to show off, and a cockerel who shows animal passion, right? So beautiful ayah. So in your Qurans, again, I'll go back to it, you can draw four birds, four mountains, and you can write four birds and Ibrahim. Absolutely phenomenal. I love this ayah. Now the next one we're going to look at is Amana Rasul. And Amana Rasul is literally the summary of Surah Al-Baqarah. So in the summary of Surah Al-Baqarah, we have five beliefs. Amana Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi. So believes in his Rabb. Wal mu'minun, and the mu'mineen, the believers believe as well. Now what do they believe in? Kullun amana billah. They all believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, and the angels. Wa kutubihi, and the books. Wa rusuli, and they believe in the messengers. La nufarrika bayna ahadin min rusuli. They don't make any differences, or they don't make any distinction between any of the messengers. And look what the believers say. They say, وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. This is what you and I say. We hear and we obey. And then we say غفرانك, forgive us. ربنا وإليك المصير, to you we will return. So what are the three things we say? سمعنا وأطعنا. And then we say غفرانك. And then we say ربنا وإليك المصير. So it's unconditional surrender and obedience. Now see what Allah says. He says لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not impose, He does not put on anybody something that they cannot do. So when you find something's difficult and He sent it, it means He thinks you're capable of doing it. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت, He says. Then He says, all of us possess what we have earned. Whatever we do, we get back what we have done. Now this is a dua, and I'd like you to memorize this dua or learn it. رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. So we're saying, oh our Rabb, don't, how shall I say this? رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا. Don't take us to task. That means don't punish us for something that we might forget or we might do as a mistake. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Don't burden us with things that were burdened with those before us. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Don't burden us with something that we have no strength to bear. And then I love this. If you can't remember all of it, just remember this much. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Can you remember that? وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. وَعَفُ عَنَّا literally means rub out. Rub out all the things that I've done that are wrong. I've asked for forgiveness. Just like footprints on a sand and the sea comes, it rubs it out. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, cover my sins. وَارْحَمْنَا, have mercy on me. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا, you are my protector. You are the one I lean towards. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْقَافِرِينَ, help us against the people who cover up the truth. It's beautiful. And if you're ever really, really stuck, recite the first four ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Recite Ayatul Kursi and the two ayat that come after it, and recite Amana Rasul, and it really does work. So I'll go back to my Quran and you can see how I've highlighted it. It's right here. Can you see that? So I've highlighted Amana Rasul, but then I've highlighted the du'as in here. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This is what we say. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And then I've highlighted the du'as that we went over here. And I've written a little bit here about them. I've written what wa'fu means. It means to rub out completely. وَغْفِرْنَا is to hide. And وَرْحَمْنَا is worthy of guidance. Have mercy means guide me. Mawla is one who looks after the one he takes under his wing. So that's what we are asking for. Please remember this. It's beautiful. Just like Ayatul Kursi, memorize it. And finally, the last ayah we're going to look at today is the ayah of Mubahila. So this is in Surah Al Imran, and it's ayah number 61. So let's have a look at this. It is something that we need to know. So what happened? Very, very briefly. The Christians of Najran, they had heard about the Prophet, and they came to Masjid al-Nabawi to talk to him. So you can imagine they're in Masjid al-Nabi, they're put up there, and they have a conversation with the Prophet. And they're talking to the Prophet, and they insist that Prophet Isa is the Son of God. And an ayah of Quran is revealed, and the Prophet says, well, that's not how it is. He says, in ayah 59, if you look at it in your Qurans, he says, إِنَّ مَثْلَ إِسَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ. The creation of Adam is like the Isa is like the creation of Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And he says, no, he's not the Son of God. So they said, well, we disagree with you. So the Prophet said, well, we'll meet tomorrow. And we'll meet and we'll do mubahila. Now the word mubahila comes from abhala, which literally means to leave someone alone. But ibtihal means in a disagreement, when people don't agree, then to say, you know what, we'll leave it up to Allah. He will sort it out. So we're going to meet in a mubahila. That night, there was the event of Kisa, where we said, Ahlul Kisa. So we say Ahlul Kisa, you know the event of Kisa? When the Prophet, Imam Ali, Sayyida Fatima, Imam Hassan and Hussein are under the Kisa. The next day, they go to mubahila. They go to this place. And the Christians of Najran were asking, who are they? They were asking people, because they only saw the Prophet, they saw Imam Ali, they saw Sayyida Fatima, and they saw Imam Hassan and Hussein. and they were told who they were, and they said, we don't want to go into a mubahila with them. And they signed a treaty with the Muslims. But let's go over the ayah. It says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ, whoever disputes, whoever argues with you, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ, after the truth has come to you, after the knowledge has come to you, فَقَالَ, tell them, تَعَالَوْ, come, نَدْعُوا, we will call, أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, your sons and our sons. So here, the Prophet's sons are Imam Hassan and Hussein. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, your women and our women. And here it was Sayyidah Fatima. وَأَنْفُسَنَا وَأَنْفُسَكُمْ, and ourselves and yourselves. And here the Prophet took Imam Ali. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ, then we will pray to Allah to take matters in course. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ, and he will withdraw his mercy from those who are liars, who lied. So if you look at my Quran, I've put Mubahila in the corner like that, and I have highlighted it in orange, and I have written here Ibtihal, disagreement, leave it to Allah, because you might forget later on. So this is how we would highlight it. So let's end today with Surah Al-Fatiha. Let's recite the dua for protection and the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah. So recite with me loudly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawab to your marhumin. Remember, it is night of Friday, pray for them loads, pray for their forgiveness, pray for those who are ill, and pray for those who are in trouble in these difficult times. لي خمسة أطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. في أمان الله كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. إن شاء الله I will see you tomorrow.